Ted Kooser wrote this about poetry. I don't think there could ever be too many poets. By writing poetry, even those poems that fail and fail miserably, we honor and affirm life.
Mary Ramsey and her husband Rick moved to the Bloomington area in 1984. They live in a 110-year-old house in Harrodsburg with their miniature dachshund, Dolly. Mary is my guest today on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander. Mary, what have you brought to read to us?
Well, this first poem was written for Danny Pavlich. A lot of Bloomington folks knew Danny as the owner of a restaurant called Pancho's Villa. At our house, we always look forward to Danny's company as part of our Thanksgiving and Christmas celebrations. This year, my dear old wood stove has fallen victim to modernization of our kitchen. Warmth radiating from the squat, glass-fronted box once shaped imagination, becoming personified in friends whose elbows have rested on my dinner table. Together, they left impressions of kindred spirits molded in conversation like graham crackers around soft layers of marshmallow and chocolate. You have followed that companionable stove into memory, your chair like the deconstructed hearth, absent from our familiar gatherings. We warm ourselves recalling your baritone thoughts on life, spices sprinkled with delicious abandon, and wood fires past, casting seasoned shadows, their orange-flamed dreams exclaim happy fellowships. Still, the room feels noticeably cooler. Snowfall. This tender father cradles his child on his lap, kisses her bleary eyes, then licks his thumb to wipe clean the jelly-smudged cheek. Laying his head against tousled hair, he exhales a single slow word, hush. Breath flowing softly over teeth and tongue, the sound a rumble of comfort in her small ear pressed to his broad chest, his heartbeat a steady punctuation to a blessing that drifts down in this morning's snowflakes, softens hard edges, soothes winter dreariness, quiets tire treads and footsteps, silently delights. Escaping the office. Geese paddle swiftly towards the narrow bank to jostle before two boys and their papa. Eager hands fling crusts of stale bread, white toy boats that plop against tiny waves. A gander honks his flock mate away, snaps up a bite of wonder before gliding down the water's edge, propelled by June breezes. Noontime sun brushes off the air conditioning fragments of office, a chill manufactured atmosphere clinging to my skin. Hard-edged fluorescence, angular furnishings, whining technology all slip behind me. My car thumps over the last bump in the parking lot. Matlock Road double twists. The steep hillside descends into hidden preserves, juxtaposed against State Road 46 bypass and the university's sporting edges. Fling off my sunglasses, let my eyes absorb deep, cool greens of maple, tulip, sycamore, patterned by sunlight slipping through the canopy onto the ravine sides, folding around themselves like a rumpled quilt. How I enjoy this earth, who does not make her bed either. Meandering pavement, secret among thick leaves, suddenly opens on the causeway. Griffey Lake yawns wide to the west. It becomes quiet home to blue heron, turtles sunning on half-submerged logs, and fresh poems, bits of peace for unwinding thought, until 1 o'clock drives me back up the hill to cubicled civilization.
Poems read today are by Mary Ramsey. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.